think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Republican leading an investigation into the Biden family's finances may have inadvertently revealed the true intention of his probe. In a Fox News interview yesterday, Oversight Committee Chair James Comer was asked whether he thought his investigation was the reason for an uptick in media coverage about the Biden family's business dealings. His response was to cite head-to-head poll numbers between President Joe Biden and Donald Trump.
Do you think that because of your investigation, that is what's moved this needle with the media?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's no question. You look at the polling, and right now, Donald Trump is 7 points ahead of Joe Biden and trending upward. Joe Biden's trending downward. And I believe that the media is looking around, scratching their head, and they're realizing that the American people are keeping up with our investigation.
And for that reason, you have the MSNBC crew, Mika Brzezinski and husband Joe Scarborough, saying, see, these Republicans are all about getting ratings and helping Trump get reelected. Let me add something. Was that not the same thought you had? And now we know by the Durham investigation, the very fact of what the Democrats were doing with their Russian collusion investigation of Donald Trump, was it not to destroy him, make him an illegitimate president, and of course then again bring it back up when they kept the Hunter Biden laptop under wrap and seal, even though they'd had it for a year, were they not? And in fact, did they not, one of them, the acting FBI director, admit, yeah, we put together that intel list of former intel officers saying the laptop is all Russian propaganda, admitting because we wanted to get Biden elected. These guys don't even know they're looking at a house of funny mirrors at themselves. Hey, thanks for joining us as always. This is May 23rd, 2023. As new normal, Monday through Friday, noon, we start a live stream Rumble. And don't forget, we have a 6 o'clock program coming up. You'll be party listening to that a little bit later. But also the Daily Report at 6 o'clock does include some of the Rumble, but it doesn't include all of it. We have a second hour of the Rumble that you will not get a chance to hear unless you go to Rumble. We thank you for joining us. And how do you watch Rumble live or pull it up later? You go to rumble.com, enter Larry Connors USA. That's our platform. And, of course, we also are on the station platform, News Talk STL. You go to rumble.com, enter News Talk STL. Again, it takes you right to our studio. You join us here. You folks continue to amaze me. Our numbers yesterday, Quentin, did you see those numbers from Rumble yesterday? One point between their numbers, our numbers, 1.4 thousand. This is just a Rumble audience. This is not the actual air audience. Thank you for making this program a success and helping our sponsors in the process. All right, so let's get more into detail here with the comments by Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough of MSNBC, and they're pointing out James Comer might have let it slip when he was asked the other day, do you think all of this might be helping the Trump numbers? They said, well, yeah, I think people are paying attention and it's getting coverage and traction. It's raising legitimate questions about Joe Biden is what it's doing and the Biden family. The fallout is it might help Trump. It seems to be helping Trump now, but we're a long ways from the actual election. But Joe Scarborough, who has once been a Republican congressman, a rhino, Republican in name only, now clearly MSNBC full hard left, says Comer is kind of showing what an idiot is. Joe Scarborough saying this. Listen.
I believe that the media is looking around, scratching their head, and they're realizing that the American people are keeping up with our investigation.
Now what we're realizing is actually you've made a fool of yourself time and time again, and you don't really, you can't cherry pick a poll, because a Republican poll that just came out recently, Public Opinion Strategies, which is, of course, as we've said here, is the most respected Republican pollster in Washington. Most Republicans would suggest that, been around for 25 years. Their latest poll has, I think it's from the 13th to the 15th of May, has Joe Biden up over Donald Trump, has him up even over Donald Trump in Georgia. We could go through all of his. It's tight.
It's tight. But it's still up. Listen, at this point, everyone should recognize a poll means nothing other than a trend. And the trend is Trump has a wide margin over his next contender that's not even officially announced yet, DeSantis. Nikki Haley, Senator Tim Scott entering yesterday. The others are in there. They're so numerous you can't even begin to keep up with them again. And all the numbers that increase in the primary for the Republicans are probably going to end up helping Trump get the Republican banner again. Now, here's what I want. I want the candidate that can win. It may well be Trump. It might not. It may be a combination of Trump and Nikki Haley or Trump and Senator Tim Scott. I don't think it's going to be Trump and DeSantis because Trump keeps throwing firebombs at DeSantis. My word of caution, and in fact, my directive to Donald Trump, if you're listening, sir, stop it. Stop it right now. We don't need that. Why are we having a circle shootout? We don't need to be doing that. But that's the way Trump is, and again, that's been part of the reasons I've not always been 100% Trumper. He takes opportunities and blows them. But on the plus side, he takes our economy that we were in and turned it into a great, fantastic, booming economy. We were energy independent, totally. The unemployment for black Americans dropped dramatically, and as it did for other minority groups. He did everything right for everyone. It is true. A tide will lift all boats if it's rising. If it's going out, they're all going to the bottom. But Scarborough basically mocking Comer, saying, no, you're just proving that you don't really understand anything. I do. I know. I'm very smart. You're not so much smart. And then he points out something that when he starts speaking, I want you to think for just a second and ask yourself, is he talking about James Comer and the current investigation, or is he talking about another investigation about 5 years ago?
There's nothing coming out of Comer's investigation, but more embarrassments from him. Well, I mean, he hasn't produced any evidence. And by the way, even right-wing allies in the media say that would prove members of the Biden family engaged in any criminal activity. But of course, Willie, you listen to that, it kind of reminds you of somebody else, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, Joe. Not you brought it up. In fact, it reminds me exactly for a moment. I was thinking someone who claimed they had all kinds of evidence, never showed one piece of evidence, claimed that it was locked tight case. It wasn't. Claimed they had a witness that would testify, never saw or heard from the witness. And then all of that got debunked by the Durham report that said the whole thing was a scam. That was the effort to pin Russian collusion upon Donald Trump. And California Congressman Schiff was insisting at the time that it was all part of the Russian collusion story. We got it locked down. Durham report says, no, it's all Hillary Clinton. It was the DNC. The CIA director told President Obama, Vice President Biden at the time, Attorney General Lynch, FBI Director Comey, and not one of them said, stop it, you have nothing here, it's a political dirty tricks campaign, you've admitted it, and yet you're running with this? Yeah, do you remember Adam Schiff 5 years ago on Jake Tapper?
We do know this. The Russians offered help, the campaign accepted help. The Russians gave help, and the president made full use of that help. And that is pretty damning, whether it is proof beyond a reasonable doubt of conspiracy or not. I think this president, in astonishing speed, has remade the Republican Party in his own deeply flawed image. And that will be ruinous to the Republican Party. But as we depend on a two-party system with two functional parties, it will also be deeply damaging to the country. The discrediting of our institutions, the justice system, the judiciary, the press, is enormously destructive.
Wow. That was Adam Schiff 5 years ago. Of course, he was talking about it, looking at the Republicans and Trump. Now we know everything he said is 180 degrees different. The FBI weaponized, the IRS, the AG, the DOJ, the big tech companies. No, what Scarvo is referring to was not the Adam Schiff story, which would have been perfect because we know that is a fact now. What he wanted to do was go back into something else that he thought, this proves my point.
It kind of reminds you of somebody else, doesn't it, when we were all asking, wait, why are they freaking out so much in hearings and screaming, taking a tragedy and trying to turn it into some big political hit job on Benghazi? And let's play the tape and we can see the parallels.
There's a match.
Everybody thought Hillary Clinton was unbeatable, right? But we put together a Benghazi special committee, a select committee. What are her numbers today? Her numbers are dropping. Why? Because she's untrustable.
That's Kevin McCarthy at that time. So Scarborough was talking not about Adam Schiff and his fake committees and fake evidence. He brought up the McCarthy investigation as they were looking at what Hillary Clinton did as Secretary of State when it came to Benghazi. And we lost American ambassador and other Americans. She did nothing. That's why I continued to call her during the election Hillary Benghazi Clinton. And he claims that the right was trying to make something out of that when it was really the left. And you talk about crying. There was Hillary. What the hell difference does it make now anyway? Do you remember that? Oh, I do. Coming up, a story you don't want to miss. Lock and load. Ready on the right. I want to share something special with you. I've told you how Wellington Environmental works to keep hospitals, schools, businesses safe for their patients, students, clients, employees. Wellington can do the same for you. Perfect example. A relative went to the basement, almost knocked over by the smell. A sewer line had broken. A call to Wellington, a crew was dispatched. First thing, make the home safe. Then clean up the mess. Truly clean it up. Now, I'm telling you this because I want the best for you. Wellington Environmental. Here's the number, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau. 644-4930. Wellington Environmental. Your world. Cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
A Cincinnati public school memo from 2 years ago is making national headlines. It involves how problems may be reported with students who are transgender. I talked with CPS. They want to set the record straight.
This is the headline on Fox News. Cincinnati schools told to consider reporting child abuse if parents unsupportive of child's gender identity. Today, CPS leaders adamantly refute the article, saying, quote, it's filled with inaccuracies and misleading inferences about the district to support their article narrative. Here's what's causing the back and forth. These are the minutes from the Board of Education on September 13th, 2021. During a discussion on a report from the Policy and Equity Commission, there's a section on transgender students. It says, quote, special consideration should be given by schools about disclosing a student's gender identity to parents. This information should not be shared with parents if it puts a student at risk of harm at home. In that case, the administrator should also consider whether there is a mandatory duty to report child abuse to 241 Kids.
Now, that is part of a Cincy TV station report that was ripping apart a Fox News story that the Cincinnati school public school system had put together a memo that was saying that you cannot, as a teacher or administrator, talk to parents if their child is going transgender or wants to go transgender. That was the original report that was circulating. Fox picked it up, as did other news outlets. But they were focusing primarily on Fox on this case. And I'm not going to tell you it was simply a bias against Fox. I'm simply saying that's the fact we have in front of us. I try not to over-speculate on some of these, to try to keep you clear-headed on what I'm thinking and seeing. And if there are times that I do overstep the bounds, normally it would be unintentionally. But if it's intentionally, I try to make sure you know. I'm definitely going over the bounds on this one. In this case, judging by everything I've seen, it truly was a mistake to report the Cincinnati Public School memo was actually a policy that special information consideration should be given by schools about disclosing a student's gender identity to parents. And then if you suspect that same child is being abused at home because the parents are not accepting the child's identity, maybe that should be reported to child abuse. Let me tell you, here's why we'll step over the line. If you're sexually mutilating a child and in agreement with it, then I'm the one that's going to call child abuse authorities on you. There was a member of a group, Parents Defending Education. It's a national group. Alexis Nestor in Cincy. She saw the original report and immediately she had this reaction.
It is unconscionable to exclude parents from these very personal conversations about their minor children. Parents are a child's first and foremost caregiver. It is not the job of schools or teachers to decide for a family or for a child when it's the right time to talk about these types of things.
Alexis Nestor is with the national group Parents Defending Education. She said her team just found the information on the CPS website. It was from 2 years ago.
Now, did they know it was from 2 years ago or not? But let's stop for just a second. So it was 2 years ago. Let's accept that as a fact, and I think it is a fact. What they found they thought was current policy, but it was talked about 2 years ago. That in itself is frightening. That 2 years ago, this kind of discussion was taking place inside of a school board closed meeting. I'm not sure if it's a closed meeting or at least they were discussing it and saying it was simply a committee meeting, I think, more than anything else. A discussion, well, it was the minutes from the Board of Education. So they were having a full session, I assume. So 2 years ago, they were already talking about this. It apparently did not become actual policy. And that's where the school board is trying to say, no. We talked about that, but we never did anything about it. Stop it. Full stop again. The very fact you were even discussing it 2 years ago, I find disturbing. Do you? Or are you just willing to say, well, it's okay to talk about it. Well, you know, nothing will happen with it. That is where when you walk away from something, it will happen. I don't know how many times I have told pastors and Jewish rabbis and other religious leaders, for those of you who told your members of your congregations or parishes or whatever it would be, do not pay attention to the TV. It's filled with filth and so forth. That was back in the 70s, and you turn your back on it, and then look what happened to it. You got to watch what's happening. You may not want to. You may not want your kids, but you should be watching. The moment you take your eye off the ball, it will hit you right smack where you don't want to be hit. Let us continue as a finish up their Cincy 12 Channel TV report.
CPS counters, saying this was only part of a discussion in committee, never policy. The district does not recommend, suggest, or require any staff to report an unsupportive parent of a student's gender identity. Counselor Sophia Carey says it is sometimes hard for transgender children at home. She has this advice for parents.
They might not understand. That's normal. They're allowed to not understand, but to just be open and willing to listen to their children.
Cincinnati Public Schools also said they're required by Ohio law to report evidence or signs of abuse in all circumstances. I did reach out to the Hamilton County Job and Family Services to see if anything has been reported, and they say this information is confidential by law.
It always is. And it's understandable if it's a case that's pending. They often hide behind that shield, and I'll tell you why quickly in just a moment. But based upon this, the counselor's right that if children are not understanding, parents, you need to be open and listen to your kids. But that's the parent's job, not the school's job. And the school insists we're not doing anything like that. But by the same time, they admit by Ohio law, they're reporting evidence or sign of abuse in all circumstances. That should include onside your campus. Now, what always has upset me with these child protective agencies, when a child has been shuffled around in orphan homes or whatever else and is killed or has been repeatedly abused, continues to be shuffled around and is dead, they don't want to discuss it because there was a failure on their part. They're not doing a damn thing to protect that child anymore. We need to know what they did or did not do so we can protect other children. I hate the fact they want to hide behind that way too often. I've seen enough cases. Coming up, how the China is going to benefit from our green altar plan. Take a good look at your lawn. You're probably going to find some issues. That's when you contact Allen Outdoor Solutions. They have a solution for everything. Steve and his team are experts in irrigation, landscaping, outdoor lighting, lawn care, for home or business. Visit the Allen Outdoor Solutions website. You'll be amazed at the beauty and quality of work. Get a free quote. AllenOutdoorSolutions.com or call 314-647-4800, 647-4800. This is a scary time when it comes to your money, especially if buying a home. That's why you need Homestead Financial Mortgage. I know the owners, met the team. You can trust Homestead will be with you every step of the way. Call 24/7 with any question or concern. Homestead is on your schedule, not banker's hours. This is not just about buying a home. It's about trust. You can go to my website, larry.homesteadfinancial.com, larry.homesteadfinancial.com.
You can text Larry right now at Larry Connors USA Facebook, Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I had me a girl, taught me those things a young man should know.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My guest is Scott Powell, and he is an entrepreneur for 30-plus years, but more importantly than that, he's also been an expert witness in front of Senate committees, subcommittees previously on foreign affairs, also a senior fellow at Stanford's Hoover Institute. His latest book, Rediscovering America. Scott Powell, glad to have you with us.
Hey, it's wonderful to be with you.
Well, one of the things I had a high interest in is a piece that you wrote for Newsmax recently talking about everything about the Green New Deal, although, as you said, common sense, history, science, and economics reveal it's more of a hoax than real, but too many folks are buying into we have to do this to save the earth, and more importantly, China is going to be benefiting.
Absolutely. I think it's important to remind the audience of how many hoaxes we've been subjected to over many, many years. And in the environmental arena, there was the Club of Rome, going back, I believe, to the 1960s. certainly the 70s, and telling us that the world
would explain. Yeah, go ahead and explain it. Yeah.
And they had predictions of a sort of environmental apocalypse of seas rising and so forth. And then in the 90s or the 80s, it was something else.
Yeah, the
ice
pack is disappearing. Sea levels are dropping.
Right.
Go ahead.
And then we were told that the polar bears, were going to go extinct. There are more polar bears today than there were back when those complaints were made. The population of polar bears has actually grown. There is no shrinkage of the ice cap. And even if there was, I would encourage people to do the experiment. Take a tall glass, put a lot of ice cubes in it, fill it with water, and let the ice cubes melt.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, okay, fill with water, measure the water line, and then let the ice cubes melt, and then see where the water is.
If
anything, the water has gone down a little bit because there may have been air in the ice cubes.
I know that by experience because I don't want ice put in my jack. I want it delivered neat, then I will add the ice. I know how much jack I'm getting.
That's the spirit, man. I love it. So there's just so many hoaxes, and that's why your work is so important in educating people on common sense things. Everybody's busy, right? We're all very busy people, taking care of our families, our business, and so forth. And so when the experts, the so-called experts, come out and scare us with some, hoax, sometimes and when there are many different organizations all singing the same chorus, guess what happens? It's called propaganda.
Yes.
And what happens is that if enough people are repeating the same theme over and over again, the average person says, well, geez, there must be some truth to that. Maybe we really should embrace more of the Green New Deal and wean ourselves from fossil fuels.
And then you see the corporations jumping on board. And if you're employing one of those, you think, well, I guess we're all locked into this now. It must be the right thing. But you point out one of the things that is one of the latest, bigger, devastating hoaxes is the goal of net zero CO2 emissions by 2050. We already see California banning gas lawnmowers, and soon by 2035, no gas cars to be sold. Gas stoves are not to be used in restaurants unless you have a special celebrity chef and get a permit. Otherwise, they're doing everything they can, and it won't make one bit of difference to the world.
No, it really won't. It really won't. No, the research that I conducted, and I give credit to the sources that I drew on, and there were more, but there were two in particular, Ken Gregory, who's a distinguished Canadian climate engineer, and the other one was Gregory Wrightstone, a geologist with nearly 40 years of experience, and he's actually now a, quote, expert reviewer for the UN Intergovernmental Panel of Climate Change. I don't know how long he'll last there.
I was going to say, will they listen to him? Yeah, go ahead.
Right. So here's the story with the net zero goal, the net zero CO2 emissions by 2050 is the other day. And they keep wanting to push that back, right?
Sure.
Anyway, the economic reality of achieving that goal, the core of which is ending so-called fossil fuels, that's oil, natural gas, and coal, would bring economic ruin to the U.S. And cripple our defense capability and likely cause mass death. And it was these two guys that helped me do the research, and it was particularly Ken Gregory, the Canadian climate engineer, who actually did the research. And what he did was he calculated the costs necessary to achieve a net zero CO2 emissions by the U.S. by scaling up wind and solar, because those are the two primary sources, and then building out 30 days of battery storage to make up for the elimination of on-demand anytime fossil fuels. Because if you're going to end fossil fuels, it means you no longer have access to them. So what do you do when the wind, if you have enough windmills and you have enough solar panels to supply the energy grid and to all the energy needs in America, which is arguably an unattainable goal, frankly, unless you want to deface the surface of America with windmills and solar farms. But if you grant that you're going to rely only on wind and solar, so you're going to have battery storage of the power generated so that when the wind isn't blowing, the sun isn't shining, you still have the power. So he did all the calculations, and what did he find? He found that the cost, conservatively, would be $290 trillion to achieve a net zero cost. That makes it absolutely ridiculously unaffordable.
Our deficit is $32 trillion, and it takes right. $290 trillion to accomplish net zero. Where's the logic?
Where's the logic? No, there's no logic. Okay. It doesn't mean logic. It's all emotion, and it's all a political agenda. So then Ken Gregory, this great engineer, he said, well, that's so outlandish. Let's consider what it would cost to go to a 50-50, 50 fossil fuel and 50 wind and solar. And he calculated that at a cost of $21 trillion, making it impossible to fund, given chronic U.S. deficits, running at about 1.5 trillion. When we're running 1.5 trillion in deficits, where are we going to come up with another 21 trillion?
Your pocket.
Even if we amortize it over years.
Scott, it's going to come from your pocket. It's what it's going to come from, I'm sure. and you talk about these windmills and putting them all over the landscape. We already know that the liberals of Martha's Vineyard, where Obama has purchased a brand new mansion some time ago, and if he really expected the sea was going to rise, I don't think he would have built there, but he's not buying that plan. But on top of it, they'd already complained about, don't put those solar windmills out there and ruin our view. It's always not my backyard if you're going to do any of this.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. If it was just hypocrisy, maybe we could laugh at it, but... Yeah. I think when we really dig down into the motivations of these people, and it can vary. I think in the case of an Al Gore, who's a big climate apocalypse guy, and John Kerry.
They are both Al Gore. They're the Sharpton and Jackson of the black movement. They are for the green movement.
I think that they all get paid.
They're all going to
make money on the Green Revolution, not in the old-fashioned way of coming up with, goods and services and products that people want, but through politics, which is generally dirty money, isn't it? Political money is generally dirty. It doesn't matter which party. It is being paid for access, paid to pursue a policy. If you can help me get this policy passed, we have this benefit for you. Yeah. So Americans have got to wake up. We can't allow our corrupt government to be dictating policies that are going to make our lives worse.
And the other side is, what China is doing is 180 degrees different, and they don't really care.
Absolutely. This is it. I mean, China just, they have no respect for us because they consider us chumps.
Yeah.
That we would embrace an irrational environmental policy that drastically and negatively affects our economy, and it really can affect the military side of our economy too. Because how would all these you can't have electric tanks, and you've got to have jet fuel for planes. And now the ships, no one says anything about the ships, but the Navy almost runs entirely on nuclear. All of the aircraft carriers run on nuclear power. Of course, the lefties killed nuclear power in America a long time ago, decades ago, there's no new nuclear plants being built, even though it's a very viable source of energy. It's probably one of the best.
And the other issue being is if you're going to go all battery cars and vehicles, which I saw an ad the other day of one of the big trucks, I don't remember if it's Ford or Chevrolet or Ram, pulling a big trailer up a long curving hill. And I thought, never could they do that with an electric vehicle unless the whole truck was a battery. And the other point being...
You're very smart. Yeah. I love you.
Well, I you say that, you're going to be my best friend forever also. But,
No, but you're informed. You understand that when you put a big load, if you're driving on the highway... a flat highway, there's not as much drain on the battery. Yeah. You start going up a hill, your consumption of that battery increases exponentially with the grade.
Well, and on top of that, our big trucks that are on the highway now, a third of them would have to be a battery so they could continue making their road and carrying their haul. But I want to, in the last minute or so, I want to focus on the China thing. And you point out, if we continue doing this, it means Chinification of the U.S.
It really does. It really does. And I'll tell you why. Because the energy first of all, batteries are essential in this equation. You've got to store the energy that's produced by the wind and solar. So who controls the batteries? Who controls the elements, the rare earth elements going to the batteries? The Chinese do. The Chinese continue to expand their use of fossil fuels at home, but they dominate every step of the solar panel production and every stage of the electric vehicle lithium battery supply chain. They have over a 70% market share in both the lithium batteries and solar panels.
Yeah, they're
so even if the United States, if the United States wanted to maintain its sustainable energy trajectory and wean itself from China, it couldn't do it. It would remain dependent on outsourced minerals for its wind, solar energy, and electric vehicle transportation systems, pure and simple.
Scott Powell, I want to thank you very much for your time, author of his newest book, Rediscovering America. We would do it again because he said, I'm a very smart man. I promise you that. Scott, thank you.
All right. And it was a pleasure to be with you.
You bet. Coming up, did Hillary Clinton just stab Biden in the back? This time of year, heavy rains, high winds, they can hit, and if you have any loose shingles, even the smallest hole in your roof, you're taking a major gamble with your biggest investment. I can tell you from personal experience, do not wait until you have water where it shouldn't be. Don't forget that John Beale has disaster crews, which can at least cover your roof until the damage can be fully repaired. Homeowner, business owner, call John Beale, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. You want new windows for your home or business, but can you afford them? Yes, and I know you will get quality from Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250 and say windows. Renewal by Anderson can help you with designs, hardware, more color options, and competitors. And Renewal listens to your desires, working within your budget. Renewal by Anderson. Dial #250. #250 and then say windows.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
There was that heart-stopping moment where he almost fell over coming down the stairs a day or two ago. He didn't use the railings. Jill wasn't there with him. Every time that happens, your heart is in your mouth because these things could be consequential. Is that a concern?
Well, I mean, it's a concern for anyone. And we've had presidents who've fallen before who were a lot younger, and people didn't go into, you know, heart palpitations. But his age is an issue, and people have every right to consider it.
Well, that was Hillary Biden. I'm only kidding. Hillary Clinton. I think she just stabbed Biden in the back, in a way, but we're going to get more detail in a moment. She was talking at that time to a financial interviewer. It was for the Financial Times, and he was making note that on the G7 summit, there's a point where Joe Biden is walking down some steps, concrete steps. There are handrails to hold onto, but he's walking with his arms in front of him, and no one is near him or standing in front of him. They should have a security agent walking right in front of him, or at least beside him so he can grab him, but he wanted to walk down by himself. It was a matter of 8-plus steps. Now, I can understand this, you know, because if you take your eye off the step and you miss step, you can certainly go down. I don't care what your age is. And I've had some eye issue recently that if I take a step, I've got to make sure that I can see with the right eye where the next step is. So, and it could be considered an age issue. It might just be an eye issue. I'm not wanting to destroy the man over that, but age is the key. And as you heard Hillary say, well, we've had other youngers fall around. They're okay. In fact, yeah, Hillary, we remember you basically stumbling your way into a van because you had to go home and lay down at your daughter's house for a while, and we were told, no, she's just fine. But then later she used that kind of as an excuse that, well, you know, when talking to the FBI agents who were trying to question her about the second server and getting out of it, she said, well, you know, there's some things I don't remember because I stumbled and hit my head. You know, that is something you don't tell your car insurance company. You really don't. Say, I stumbled once, hit my head. There are times I don't remember and I don't react the way I should. Your car insurance will go, poop, right up. So you don't ever want to say something like that. Or I nearly blacked out one time. Don't say that. That'll raise your rate. But here was Hillary Biden. I'm going to quit playing around. Some people are going to think, what? What? No, it's Hillary Clinton. And talking to the Financial Times anchor and ignoring her own 68 incident. So then she said, well, let's not look at his age and his stumbling around. Let's look at this issue.
Don't judge him by running against the almighty, but against the alternative. I am, you know, of the camp that I think, you know, he's determined to run. He has a good record that 3 years ago people would not have predicted would have gotten done. So I obviously hope he stays, you know, very, you know, focused and able to compete in the election, because I think he can be reelected, and that's what we should all hope for.
No, we should not hope for. And what has he done over the last 2 years other than destroy our economy, open our borders, and basically put us on a progressive leftist plan and try to sexually manipulate your children? There are too many ways he can do that. No, I don't want to see him reelected. I don't care what his age is. And she said it's not him trying to run against God. She's talking about his mortality. But Trump might have thought, is she talking about me? No, Mr. Trump. She was talking about a higher deity. Coming up, something very special involving kids and their teacher.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Ready for a fine dinner of lobster, crab, fish? Napoli Sea will open June 1 on the streets of St. Charles, right next door to Napoli 3. So mark your calendar. Napoli Sea opens June 1. If you're in the mood for pasta, Napoli 3 is right next door, and it's open for lunch and on Sundays. You can find me at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Town and Country, streets of St. Charles, and starting June the 1st, Napoli C.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
That was a group of students who had gathered outside the window of a teacher who was being diagnosed with cancer. And they were just gathering to sing to the teacher. It was an amazing piece of video. I reposted it on my Twitter account, Larry Connors USA, at Twitter. Go to Twitter, at Larry Connors USA. It's a repost of something Graham Allen had put up. Graham Allen is a talk show host in Texas. I did not get a chance to call and talk to him as to exactly where that originated and where the kids were, but it is an amazing piece of video. Go to Twitter, at Larry Connors USA, and you'll see that tweet. I encourage you to watch it. If you don't weep, something's wrong with you. Let's go back to listening to those kids.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
That is extremely powerful. Watch it. And I will tell you, tears will fill your eyes, but joy will fill your heart. The teacher passed away about 10 days after that special tribute. Those kids should be blessed, every one of them. Remember our pledge. one nation under God.